because they got a rap group. And if they could work in your shop here, maybe some big-time producer would give them a break. Or they got the tapes. Do that rap thing y'all do at home.
Yo, man. Girl, we ain't auditioning for him. Not this time. We ain't auditioning for him.
I said do the rap.
Grand. All right. Yo, kick the rap, man.
Like hot butter on the wall. Popcorn. Dibby-dibby-dye. Socialize. Clean out your ears. Open up your eyes.
Nah. Well, maybe so. I don't think so. Well, funky ass.
What happened to that?
Yo, that's kind of whack.
That didn't
man.
Even rhyme.
Yo,
that's a
excuse me, Miss Divas. I'm very sorry, but the job has been filled, right, Bilal?
Rick Bilal?
You got $20 I can borrow.
Bilal? I would appreciate it.
Thank you. Sorry, guys. Job's all filled.
I never knew such never a thing exists.
Yeah. Dope.
I was like a fucking airplane. That's why I was
how
like,
long do they survive for a long time?
Yeah, bro, just they don't need dirt, bro. You just they get water from there, man. Jeez.
That's hard. Oh,
that's
shit.
That's crazy, dude.
This motherfucking straight was recording.
Hey! Nah,
hola!
Hey, it's money. Tell them what we do, B.
Man, you know how we rockin', man. It's Talented Minds Podcast, episode 22, and we back in the building.
Slash
building.
Fucking
building. Building. And you know how we rockin', man. Every week we bring y'all the raw, the uncut, the gritty, current events, politics, entertainment, sports.
Everything, you know.
You know who cheating on who out here. Your baby mama might. Nah. I don't be into the gossip.
Yo, gossip. If this your first time checking us, tuning in, like,
man,
and
please like, subscribe, enjoy. Man.
You know what I'm talking about?
You know, get your laugh on, share it with your peoples, you know, put your boss on game, put your mom on game. And yeah, man, first and foremost, man, we want to give a super special shout out to LeBron King James, dog, for real. Not only is he part of the Lake Show now, dog, my dude just opened a school for at-risk kids in his hometown of Akron, Ohio, dog.
Double-double,
dog. Dude said, like,
on and going, you know what I'm talking about?
That's good pies, bro, especially to come from that, you know what I'm saying, that's your hometown, those the neighborhoods that you walked and everything. That's amazing.
He's a real one.
That's a real one, guys. You know, that's something that everybody used to be mad at Jordan about, you know, especially like why, yeah. Bro, why the straight? Why I hate Jordan because Jordan don't give back to the hood and shit. Why straight just like, nah, forget dude, I ain't rocking his shoes, you know what I'm saying? Straight up, bro. But when you got somebody like Bron who's doing things like that, you know what I'm saying? That's just, that's all around amazing. And that gives kids just, you know, inspiration that they can do it, dog.
Yeah,
you know?
Man, and do the same thing, man, to inspire kids to grow up to be a leader and give back to, you know, where they come from, man. Hey, look, don't forget where you come from, man.
Yeah, man. Share with your people if you don't take caution, in the words of Styles P, man. You know what I'm saying? So that's good, man. Free tuition, dog. They even saying, like, even the parents can, they get benefits from the school and stuff, too, as far as, like, you know, it might help them get education and jobs and stuff as well. So, man, that's all around. That's dope, man. You know, black boy joy, perhaps. Straight up, man. So yeah, shout out to Bron. And speaking of the NBA, man, I heard that Tristan Thompson finally got those ones off on Draymond, dog.
I don't know, man. Both of them dudes.
They said them cats was backstage at the ESPYs, like one of the after parties or something. Say, bro, put the Beats by Dre's on Draymond, dog.
Both of them dudes big as a motherfucker, though.
Yeah, you already know they are, bro. Straight, they hella tall, bro.
I'm gonna say, if it's like me against dude, I probably have to pack him like.
Yeah, once pack him. Yeah. You might have to kick bro his shin one time and shit, bring him down the size, bro. Straight. And then steal him in his jaw.
Hey, I throw bowls with a real tall motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Hey,
would you throw bowls with a real short motherfucker, though?
Hey, big
like a straight midget type shit?
Hey, man. Well, no.
You wasn't rough of a midget. Bro, that nigga was talking all shit, though,
bro. Bro, then he can get served.
Yeah, he can get straight. I'm gonna be like, yo, served, dog.
Nah, bro. I'm just kidding, yo.
Push him over and shit, bro. Yeah, you hear me, dude. Legs hella small, bro. Just push that nigga over and shit, bro.
Nah, no way. No
squash way, him and shit, you hear me?
But if it's like a person smaller than me, then it's the same as if I fight a person bigger than me.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
like,
fact, yo, though. Yeah.
I'm gonna have to.
Yeah, it's a cat that's bigger than you that's gonna call you a little nigga. Yeah, because you're gonna be like, little nigga.
A little cat to you might knock your ass
yeah,
out.
Yeah, he might knock your ass smooth out, bro.
Because I hit a tall motherfucker, bro. Yeah. I'm talking about like a straight tall. I'm a
one of them, tall. One of them cats that got his arms so long and shit, bro. You know what I'm saying?
I'm gonna jump a little bit and straight hit.
Yeah, you hear me, bro? Run around him and shit, bro. He get tired out and shit, dog. Man.
We got any Santa Gold fans out there? Be?
Any Santa Gold fans? Santa Gold is, she's dope. She's a great artiste.
Oh yeah, most definitely.
You know, if you guys aren't familiar with her, you might have heard her on Jay-Z's Brooklyn, We Go Hard. Perhaps.
Possibly.
But she's been in
she
many
got
other
albums
places.
Coming out.
Yeah, no, it's actually out, man. And it's freaking awesome, man. Released. So check out Santa Glow's new album. Damn, I don't even remember the name right now. But,
man, she makes
it's
some dope
it's the jizz
ass music. I think, what's your favorite song by her? You know what I'm saying? I think my man is We're the Keepers, dog. I like the
that's, I
album.
Think that's my favorite one, too.
And I think it's creative and she's.
Yeah, she's dope, dog. I heard Rihanna is making an pure dancehall album.
Yeah, dog.
It's about to go down. Because I made a status not too long ago saying, man, we need a new Rihanna album because I was listening to Anti. And I was just like listening to it and I was just like, bro, sonically, this is a great album, dog. Like,
I'm very excited.
So it's like pure dancehall, bro. I love dancehall music, bro.
That shit gonna be so lit.
Make me want to get my boogie on. You know what I'm saying? Straight up. But gangsters don't dance. You know what I mean? Straight, we. But is it gangsters don't dance? We do boogie. So I guess I'm.
You gonna be in there boogie?
I guess I'm gonna be in there boogie and shit. Yeah, hell no. Straight up, dog. Two step all the way about that motherfucker. Straight up the whole night. You hear me? Bro, have you ever wanted to learn how to like salsa dance and shit?
Yeah.
I used to, dog.
You know,
I used
to salsa on you. Damn right.
Moving hella fast across the room and shit with a. It's like you gotta wear a black tux or some shit, like the black dress shirt with the slacks and the.
Or like a fucking vest or some shit.
Yeah, type shit, though. You hear
something
me?
Something with a button up where your collar ain't.
Yeah,
high,
yeah,
man.
But your collar ain't all the way, you know what I'm saying, buttoned up and shit. It's a little bit of taco meat showing and shit.
You gotta let the steam out your collar.
Yeah, you hear me? You just moving around this mug straight, just. Surreptitiously.
Bro, if you saucing all night in a button up, you're gonna be wet as a moon.
Yeah, dog.
You're gonna be sweating like a motherfucker, dude.
And speaking of, man, you know, speaking of dancing, you know, weddings, dog. It was a, you know, wedding season, dog. And you know what's crazy? Some people get married, like, in the wintertime. Like, there was some shit that I had. I was like, what? My thing straight. Do the marriage thing, but you know, if you're gonna do the marriage thing, fellas, man, do not invite your ex or your side chick to your wedding, you idiot.
It's a recent case, yo, where a motherfucker straight got waxed.
Yeah, wow, waxed. Invited his ex or side chick to the wedding, and this
he invited his I believe a girlfriend on the side.
Yeah. And his wife, well, they fiance. Killed dude.
She knifed his ass.
Yeah, stabbed him up, dog. Like, so it's like, how dumb could you be, my name? Man?
I said, you know, like when you go and then they be like, what they say, man, you know, like, you know, does anyone don't, you know what I'm talking about?
What?
Does anyone want these people like tonight?
Get married? Yeah, tonight get married. Type shit. Yeah, what is the
I don't know, but I heard all
does time. Anybody object to this or something?
Type shit.
Yeah.
Did she say anything? Yeah, or did she just start boiling then? Or what the fuck, man?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, did he tell her that he was finna invite her or something?
This love triangle shit got
Yeah. You guys, especially if you straight sloppy at it, dog, you gotta go ahead and get out the game, dog. You know what I'm saying? Just go ahead and give up, man. Keep you one person. You know what I'm saying? For real, bro. Because it's not for you, bro. Straight up, dog. But, you know, especially when it, like when you think about dating as well, like we said, dog, like, you know, if you doing the love triangle shit, bro, it's people that straight be in relationships, but they got, you know, they be on like Tinder and shit like that. You know what I'm saying?
Bro,
and,
what's that movie, dog, where it's like a old hood film, bro, where dude dad is like an asshole, bro. And he in the living room talking like shit to the little dude. He pushed him and he told our girl, he's like, go make me a sandwich. And she in the kitchen like making dude a sandwich and shit. And she got that big ass knife. She look at it. Then when she go to the living room, she got like the knife in the sandwich and was like, here's your sandwich, motherfucker.
What? This is an old hood movie.
Yeah.
Who starred in that motherfucker?
Bro, it's actually funny as a motherfucker, bro. Because dude's like, oh, you gonna get it now. Oh, you crazy. Oh.
Bro, it sounds familiar, bro, but yeah, I don't know, bro.
It's straight. I'm talking about underground status, bro.
Yeah.
Now, if anybody out there know what I'm talking about.
She stabbed him up, dog.
Here's your sandwich, motherfucker.
So what about this dating app serial killer that been moving around?
Ladies, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
You do got to be careful.
Craigslist? You said Craigslist. No, back in the day, there was a Craigslist killer. This dude was on like Tinder, Facebook, all that shit. Craigslist, you know what I'm saying? Facebook. Yeah. Damn, that shit crazy, bro. Dude was straight sliding in DMs, I guess, and straight.
Was he killing all women?
Yeah, he killed seven women, bro.
What?
Seven, yeah.
Oh, that nigga a serial killer for real.
For real, is it?
Oh, fuck.
That seemed more so like that was an addiction to dude or some shit.
Oh, man, that's scary as fuck, man.
Hell yeah, man.
I mean, y'all heard of getting catfished, right?
Yeah, bro.
That shit is like, that's different. That ain't catfish.
Nah,
like,
that's beyond, bro. Yeah. That's beyond, bro.
That's another word for that shit.
That's scary, though, bro. Like, you know, the thing is, some people can't.
That's don't. Caught. You got caught. You got caught the fuck up.
Yeah. Because some people straight want to just be able to, you know, date people and shit like that. Some people are scared of that type of shit, too.
Well, how you feel about online dating? Because that's.
I don't know, bro. I've never online dated.
How do y'all feel about online dating?
Yeah, how do y'all feel about online dating out there? I mean, I know people that have done it, you know what I'm saying? Met up with people off of, you know what I'm saying, apps like that, but I don't.
It seemed like it could be a good thing. It just seemed like your risk factor so high.
The risk factor be high because I be hearing, like, you know, I heard stories of people just like, yeah, they'll meet up with a person off of there and they'll have sex. Like, I've rarely heard, like, a success story like, oh, yeah, I met up on that mug, yeah, I niggas fell in love, and, you know, how they try to make it seem on the commercials and shit. Like,
I know motherfuckers probably meet somebody and then they'd be like, you know, you thought you was talking to a chick and then it straight be a whole
dude. Yeah, straight whole dude, though.
I got a question, man.
That's fucked up.
What's up with people getting catfished and then when the people catfish them, they be like, you know, it ain't me and I'm sorry I lied, but I want you to still like talk to me and be friends.
Yeah. I don't know, bro. I really can't even explain it. I guess some people just be looking for somebody to love them or accept them or something like that. And so I think like they'll even go as far as to knowing that they probably not the most attractive person in the world or something like that, but they want to have a connection to that person somehow. Yeah, that's some wild shit. It's wild how just like the brain can just be, like you can just be tricked into some shit like that, like and not realize it. You know what I'm saying? Or you do realize it, but that shit just probably took over you or something. Where it's like now you developed an obsession with someone, bro.
Y'all be careful.
The internet crazy as a motherfucker, bro. I'm watching kids on there too, you know what I'm saying? Like, for real. Like, because I know that was a big thing. Like, as we kept getting older, you hear me? You was hearing more and more stories about kids getting caught up on the internet and getting kidnapped by older men and shit like that, you know? So, it's just like now with social media being so, like, everything is so connected now, bro, and easier and faster, dog. Like, yeah, bro. I'm sure dude wasn't the only. Or isn't the only one, you know what I'm saying, that's been out here getting his ones off and shit because it's that easy for him, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that shit is crazy.
And that shit's scary, bro.
And you know what I always think of, though, sometimes, like, and I never can forget, like, you think of how many people it is out here, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like billions, so it's like, that mean the possibility of what each person could be doing is like a billion different things. But that's a lot of goddamn things.
Yeah.
I mean, whatever you think of right now, somebody somewhere straight doing it.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers, I heard wild.
I guess it's like they say, like, never mind. I was going to say, I guess like they say, no ideas original or some shit like that. You know what I'm saying? So, but like you said, though, shit, if somebody thinking of some, even some of the wildest shit in the world, somebody probably straight doing it.
Okay, for example.
Mm-hmm.
y'all ever heard, bro, of these, you know, shopping carts, right?
Yeah.
And so, like, hilly cities and shit, bro, it's straight motherfuckers who go around and, like, select, like, they be like, nah, this cart ain't good enough. Nope, this one ain't good enough for you. Oh, yeah, this one perfect. And then they'll go be racing down hills on these motherfuckers going as fast as car. This is a straight thing, bro.
For real?
Yeah. So somebody somewhere right now, bro, is speeding down a motherfucking hill, bro.
In a shopping cart, bro.
In a shopping cart.
Straight mobbing down that motherfucker.
And collecting bottles and cans. But it's like, bro, these dudes is off the chain, yo.
Yeah, that's very hella silly, though, dog. But they haven't... I guess that shit probably hella fun, though, man.
Oh, man.
Yeah, straight... It probably seemed stupid fun when you was young, though. It's like, hey, I'm hella old now, Nate. You know what I'm saying? Bones ain't the same no more and shit, bro. Bro, I remember being young, and I remember, like, bro, Rico was straight. Like, we went to Saints and shit. Like, if you from St. Louis, you know what Saints is. You know what I'm saying? It was a old skating rink here and shit, but I don't think it's open. But kids used to go there for lock-ins and stuff. And I remember me and my cousin and brother, we just walking, dog, and we were like up on this ledge type thing, bro. And it was like Rico straight slipped, bro, and straight fell. Like, it seemed like, bro, fell like 60 feet type shit. Like, it probably wasn't that far down, but it seemed like that was a big ass gap to some kids anyway, nigga. You know what I'm saying? And I just remember looking down, and I remember it was this video game called Thrasher when the people were like, burn out on there, bro. It was a skateboarding game. Hey, they limbs would be bent and shit. And that straight, I looked down, bro, and I seen my brother like, okay. Hey, my nigga was bent up. Hey, bro, was bent up, that bro.
Pose, bro, like both your feet like going up to the side and shit, bro.
Fam, it looked like my nigga looked like a pretzel on that motherfucking ground. like he was straight folded up, dog.
Hell nah, dog.
But back to like, you know, thinking about, like, kids and shit like that, you know what I'm saying? Like, how we were just young. Like what do you feel like is a suitable age to move out? Because I know, like, not too long ago, it was a dude who went to court against his parents and shit because they wanted to put him out. And I think, bro, he, like, pushing 30 or something. I feel like 30 especially is hella old to be at that motherfucker.
17, 18. I had moved out before I was 16.
Yeah.
17, but I really didn't stay home, but
mm-hmm.
I actually moved out at about like 17.
Yeah.
I was young as fuck, yo.
Yeah.
So I feel like
I could see like somebody, like if it was like living arrangement status to live with your parents or some shit, like I think that's kind of totally different. And also I can't knock nobody, like I don't like to be judgmental or none of that shit, but it's like, you know, if you did fall on hard times super bad.
Yeah,
like,
bro. I mean,
you know, I can't knock no shit like that. But if fam, like if you really never tried to get up out this motherfucker and you been here since you was,
let's just say you pushing like 25 and 30 and shit, bro.
Yeah.
Bro, it's like
I feel like you can at least be try or half tried or you know what I'm saying? I don't know. But I guess some people do want to be attached to the house.
Stay with their parents and they like post past 40 and shit. Like grown ass.
Because think about them people who kids, like when kids be like, oh yeah, we all grew up in granny house type shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? That mean nigga, they mamas was staying there, raised them niggas in granny house while granny was still rocking in this motherfucker. No, I'm saying. So, I guess
man,
I don't
move your ass out, man. Fuck all that bullshit. Straight man. Up, they grow a little granny. But I'm gone.
Yeah, I know I've been down a few times, you know what I'm saying, where I didn't straight had to like fall back at mom's and straight just like fucked up off this shit. Like, damn.
It ain't nothing like having your own shit.
Like when I'm straight back, you know what I'm saying? When I'm doing back up in this motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? But it's just like, you know, with life, dog, you know, it have its downs and ups like that, you know what I'm saying? Straight up, bro. But I know now it's like, I'd rather just make sure I'm maintaining and staying afloat to not go back to no shit like that, boy. Straight. Mom's telling you who you can and can't have up in this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Straight up. You like, come on, bro. Straight up. Damn, why you coming in my house hella late? You know what I'm saying?
Stay with parents and you a grown.
Yeah, you straight hella old in this motherfucker. Just like, yeah. Hey, you straight 47 in this motherfucker. Oh, your mama straight just like, straight up. You really keep coming in my house at 4 o'clock in the morning type shit. Like, was, bro, what, it, bro?
Let's just say, if I had a homeboy, bro, and I went over my dude's house, he 47, and my dude stay with, like, his mom.
Yeah, he in there straight talking about, mom. Man, moms be tripping and shit.
You know, why I always think, like, bro, hey, mom, can you make me a sandwich?
Fuck no, dog.
Straight ass for himself.
Straight up, not moms, can you make me a sandwich? If I straight had stupid cheese though, like yeah, I straight let my old bird live with me though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, bro.
Straight
house.
Up, bro.
Guess
yeah. I straight be like, yeah, you in this motherfucker. Straight up. For real, perhaps though. Perhaps though, bro. But yeah, if you ain't never tried to shake up out that motherfucker, then you're don't know what to say, nigga. Yeah. Straight up, bro. For real, dog.
But yeah, man. Y'all keep it going, man. Hey, work dude, with us.
You want to get on the? You want to talk about the Gotham philosophy, my nigga?
Introduce you.
We finna introduce you to the Gotham philosophy.
Got him. You want an example?
Let's say, a straight pure example.
You go to the pizza parlor, right? And you see the tip drawer, and they got 20 bucks in it mixed in with some ones, some quarters, dimes, and fives. you steal the 20 and say,
got it.
Y'all rock with it, man. Like, subscribe.
Yeah,
you know what,
man,
I'm saying? We keep
up.
It coming every week.
Yeah, we straight love you all, man. Straight peace, blessings, dog.
We appreciate the support. We're going to keep it going.
Jup.
One.